Welcome to a snapshot of UBS Global Wealth Management Sustainable Future Series. Since the start of the pandemic, investors increasingly focus on environmental, social, and governance considerations, and these factors increasingly affect financial performance. Specifically, we see an elevated importance of the social aspect for our companies and investors. Amongst others, healthcare and access to medicine are at the core of this trend. In our Future of Healthcare podcast, Dr. Suzanne Murray from the Smithsonian Global Health Program talks about her team's work to investigate health and disease at the human-animal interface. The factors that led to the current COVID-19 outbreak and preventing the next pandemic are the reasons this program was created.
Our program's built on the concept that recognizing that there's an inextricable link between human, animal, and environmental health, and even more so looking at the continuum of health amongst all species, between humans and animals in particular. And if we're going to look at the survival of species, it's really important at this point that we approach it from a holistic approach, and we recognize that the health of one species or one animal affects, and the environment also affects human health. So what do we know about the past, and why do we create this program? We know that about 75% of emerging infectious diseases come from wildlife and then cross into the human population. We know this is called spillover. We know that spillover is most likely to occur at human-wildlife interfaces in countries with high biodiversity, but also high human population, high human population growth. We know the type of viruses that are most likely to cause a problem, and we know the species that are most likely to carry these viruses.
We also spoke to Mr. Jean Nemi from Touch Surgery, who talks about health tech and innovation, as his company is at the forefront of providing advanced computer vision during operations, machine learning, data analytics, and education. Jean's experience is very valuable during this pandemic, as COVID-19 has laid bare the weaknesses in our various healthcare systems. The core of his business is built on data analytics, and COVID-19 has shown that absence of data and core technologies create some of the main problems we experienced in our healthcare systems.
You know, being on the front line and delivering healthcare is pretty difficult. Whether you're a doctor or whether you're a nurse or, you know, whether you're a carer of some form, healthcare delivery is really hard. And the first thing I want to try and emphasize to everyone on this call is, you know, we all think of healthcare services, but when we seek healthcare as a service for ourselves, we're looking for somebody who has answers. We're looking for experience, and we're looking for understanding. As a surgeon, as somebody who was training in surgery, I realized that there was this huge variance in surgical process, and that medicine and surgery, you know, were shifting from a place of craft, right, to a place of empirical data and evidence-based.
Lachlan Toward, equity analyst in UBS's CIO office, provides insights to how UBS assesses the current situation from an investment perspective and what opportunities we are focusing on.
Really, to tackle the question of how do we think about the future of healthcare at UBS, and one of the things we are trying to do is, of course, we have new learnings from the pandemic, but we're trying to integrate those into our previous beliefs about how healthcare is evolving. And we had already laid out several trends that we've been observing for a few years, and the use of technology is one of these trends, and we think it will be accelerated. But there are other patterns maybe in healthcare development, healthcare services that will be less affected, but the overall impact, I think, on the sector is almost entirely positive. There will be more investment, as was just talked about. People understand more what healthcare companies can do, what the biotech industry can do for everybody. Michaela, I would like to pass it back to you, but let me just sum up by saying that for us, the future of healthcare is going to see, number one, more capacity, more investment. Number two, more use of technology. and a more involved patient. And number three, hopefully a more holistic approach to health that will produce better outcomes at a reasonable cost. And we have approaches to tackle each of those trends.
Please explore in more detail the special insights our experts provide on the future of healthcare in our full-length podcast available on our webpage and via your client advisor teams. Thank you very much. Please get in touch to receive further information on sustainable investing.